Chris Long, he deserves plenty of compliments because he kicks ass. With, of course, winwichsports.net. You can always reach out to him anytime, baby. And that's easy. 866-258-7060. That's 866-258-7060. And how was it yesterday? Were you swinging for the fences and the Browns?
Yeah, of course we were, man. I mean, that was a... You know, again, we come here on the weekend and we like to have fun. And you need to be able to come aboard and get plays like that. We absolutely loved the Browns yesterday. We're not a big fan of Mason Rudolph. And we got -2.5 on a team that we think is better. And we have Mason Rudolph and the Steelers who, you know, they're trying, but they're just not as good without Big Ben. Connor's banged up and... We love the Browns, and we fired away on it. But, you know, you don't want to hear about that because that was yesterday. But you do need to sign up if you want to get the latest and greatest information.
That's right. And that's why you need to go to winwithsports.net and call them 866-258-7060. That's 866-258-7060 if you want to get the edge there. All right, let's start off on Saturdays. And let's go with Michigan and Michigan State.
Yeah, so here's a team. I've ridden Michigan State a couple of times this year, and it's cost me money. I'll just lay the cards out on the table. Had a bad read with Michigan State. And they came into this year with a returning starter quarterback, 18 returning starters, and a team that beat Oregon in a bowl game last year. And you see how good Oregon is. I had a lot of hype for them. Coaching staff, I hate that coaching staff. They play to their level of competition. They never blow teams out. They keep it close to the vest. They have a great defense, a terrible offense. I don't know what's going on with Lewerke. I really thought returning at QB would be big for them, and I thought they had national title aspirations, but they don't. But here's it's too many points, Big O. I mean, it's 14 points. I'm taking 14 points in one of the biggest rivalries out there, Big Ten special, Michigan, Michigan State. No matter how good or bad your record is each and every year, you are getting up for this one. And I just don't see Harbaugh's Michigan team winning by more than 2 touchdowns. It's just I don't see it. I see a huge effort from Michigan State. I wouldn't be shocked if they won the game. But the beauty of this is, Big O, I don't have to win the game. I just got to stay within 2 touchdowns. So Michigan State plus the 14.
All right. You're going to go with D'Antonio and 14 points in Michigan State. All right. Oregon State versus Arizona State. And Arizona State is favored by 3. Your thoughts on this one?
Again, another one where I had a little bit of a misread in the beginning with Arizona State. I'm not a big fan of Herman Edwards. I thought it was a terrible hire. He did have them playing well, but I just, again, I don't see it. Oregon State, sneaky good lately. When they play mediocre teams, they usually beat them. Their only 2 losses in their last 5 games was against Washington and Utah, 2 really, really good teams. I mean, Washington has a phenomenal defense. They've been a letdown, but they are a good team. I got a team that I'm playing. I'm at home. I'm taking a field goal. I've been able to beat mediocre teams. I've been averaging about 32 points a game. It's hard to run on Arizona State, but you can throw on them. And Oregon State, that's what they do. They throw the ball. Give me the better team, and I'm getting points. And I'm at home. They're playing a team that they can beat. They're not playing one of, you know, they're not playing the Oregons and the Utahs and the Washingtons. They're playing a middle of the pack, Pac-12 team. They will get this victory. Oregon State plus the 3.
All right. You're going to go Oregon State. Here we go. Let's move on to the NFL now with Chris Long, winwithsports.net, 866-258-7060. Baltimore and the Texans. What do you think about this one?
All right, Big O, before we go to Baltimore and the Texans, again, we like to have fun. We like to give winners. We like to screw around with dolphin talk and whatnot, and I do give you some winners on here. But the goods are when you give me a call, when you get on the client plays, when you get on the plays that I am putting my money behind. I'm going to tell you a quick story about last Sunday. I get a phone call, and someone tells me, hey, Chris, get to the computer. I said, why, what's up? He said, Matt Stafford's not playing. Get on this game. Get on it now. It was 3, I believe, when this came out. 3.5, 4, 4.5, 5, 5.5, 6, 6.5. touched 7 in a couple of spots. Guess what, Big O? That game landed right on 7. I mean, most of the people should have won no matter what. But these are the kind of phone calls when I get, the first thing I do is alert my customers, and then I bet it myself. In that order, I will let my customers know, and then I will bet it. We got the Stafford information. You're not going to get that on a radio show for free. You're not going to get that kind of info. You got to come to me on the website, winwithsports.net, or over the phone, 866-258-7060. So I just wanted to throw that in there. That's the stuff that you get with the paid service. You know, blade 3, close 7, win comfortably. So, all right, which game were we talking about?
We're going to go to the pros now. We're going to go to Baltimore and the Texans, my friend.
Okay, so here we go. Two of the most electric quarterbacks and two guys that I really like, Deshaun Watson, Lamar Jackson. I mean, talk about watching them play quarterback is just a beauty to watch. And also, what do they have in common there, Big O? Mitch Trubisky was picked ahead of both of them. Jesus Christ. I mean, really, come on. But anyway, Baltimore's defense is not your father's Ravens. It's not your 2001 Trent Dilfer Ravens defense. They're a different style. They outscore you. Lamar Jackson outscores you. Same thing with the Texans. Deshaun Watson, he's got Will Fuller back, and he makes a difference. He has a case of the drops, but boy, can Will Fuller, can he stretch the field? I don't know. I think he's like a 4-2-1-40 guy. When he catches it, I mean, he's open all the time. No J.J. Watt. I got some cluster injuries in the defensive backfield. I look for a shootout here, man. I'm going over, points galore. This will also be good for you fantasy guys. Put your Texans and your Ravens in there. We're looking for a boatload of points, Big L.
All right, so we're going over 51, Baltimore and Texans. All right, we're going to go Bears. They are the dog here. The Rams are favored by 6.5. Bears taking on the Los Angeles Rams. Your thoughts on this one?
Okay, this is a hold-your-nose special. This means it really stinks, but we have to bet it. The numbers just point to it. We do have the Rams, a 3-point favorite in this spot. We don't have them as a 6.5-point favorite. I mean, a couple weeks ago, the Bears, they were playing at Philly, and the line was 5. Philly was 5, and now I'm getting a full touchdown, 6.5, 7 against the Rams. We have Philly rated higher than the Rams. We think Jared Goff has regressed immensely. Usually injuries, you know, play a part. We don't pick too apart on one injury. But when you have a cluster of injuries like the Rams do, we know Gurley's banged up. Brandon Cooks is going to miss. Their offensive line is banged up. This is not the Rams that beat the Chiefs 54-51 last year on Monday Night Football. That team is long gone. This is a pedestrian offense, plays great defense. The Bears still play great defense. And the one thing about Goff, he's terrible against pressure. He'll beat up on bad teams, and he'll just fall apart against the good teams. We're taking almost a touchdown. We're going to take the 6.5 points with the Bears. We rated it at 3. Maybe they can win the game, but we see this as like a 24-21, Big O.
All right, there you go, 24-21. So we're going to go with Bears plus 6 versus the Rams. I like that one because the Rams aren't playing well, and that Bears defense I think will keep it close. I'm with you there. Arizona and the Niners. The Niners, obviously, they lost their undefeated streak last week with Seattle. They are now hosting Arizona, and they are favored by a lot of points, my man. 11.5 points right now that the Niners are getting. Your thoughts?
Yeah, and this is a rerun of a game we saw about 3 weeks ago. This game was played in Arizona. The 49ers, you know, they opened up around a 7-point favorite. They got as high as 9.5, 10. But if you watch that game, Arizona played with them. I think they lost by 3. I don't have it written down, but I think they lost by 3. It was either a Thursday or a Monday Night Football because I remember watching it at the Hard Rock. But it was a 3-point game. And Arizona looked like they belonged. They shut down the run. You know what happened that game, Big O? They got torched by two people. Kittle and Emmanuel Sanders. That's who they got torched by. Guess who's not playing in this game? Kittle and Emmanuel Sanders. Right. So the two guys that really hurt them are not there. They're also missing Joe Staley. I think Robbie Gould, their kicker, is going to be out again. Again, cluster injuries. You know, two of your most dynamic playmakers. Two of your starters on the offensive line. I got Kyler Murray You know, am I saying he's going to win the Super Bowl or is he an MVP? No. But guess what Kyler Murray has? He's got the ability to move the ball, and this means backdoor touchdowns. This means late fourth quarter garbage touchdowns. I want a quarterback like that who doesn't quit and can move the ball, again, especially against prevent. This is way too many points. They won by 3 the last time around. They're missing their two most explosive offensive players. And I left out Matt Breida also is not going to play. Talk about explosive. All those guys are out, and I'm taking 11.5 points. It's way too much, Big O.
Yeah,
way too much.
No, and you saw that once they lost Sanders, Garoppolo had trouble moving the ball. They couldn't hang on to the football. They had problems hanging on. I mean, there was a serious drop at wide receiver when once Sanders went on. They didn't even have Kittle in that game. So it became a real problem for them. And, I mean, Garoppolo can only do so much. And, by the way, Mostert, I think, the other running back, isn't playing either, or he's very limited. So they're down to their third back. It'll be Tevin Coleman this week in the backfield. So they are really weak at running back. And remember, Coleman's a guy that's been a part-timer his whole career. He's really not used to carrying the load. That may be a problem also for him. Then again, he could have a good day. You never know, but that's...
Yeah, he was splitting with Freeman over in Atlanta. He never carried the load, ever.
Right.
And, you know, like you say, cluster injuries everywhere. Too many points. You know, we had San Fran last week, and they jumped out 10-0 on Seattle. But like you said, when Sanders went down with that little rib injury, their offense just completely fell apart. They couldn't get out of their own way. Too many points, man.
All right, there you go. So he's going to go with Arizona plus 11.5. Remember, you can reach out to Chris at 866-258-7060. The website is winwoodsports.net. Let's go over the picks one more time. Michigan State plus 14, taking on Michigan. Oregon State plus 3, taking on Arizona State. Baltimore and Texans over 51. Go with the Bears plus 6.5 against the Rams. And go with Arizona plus 11.5 at the 49ers. By the way, what do you think about the red hot Miami Dolphins? Can they make it 3 in a row against a quarterback that can't pass?
You know what? We always love the show with Dolphin Talk. And I was thinking, you remember the movie Major League when the manager says, we won 2 games. You know what that's called? A winning streak. That's all I can think about with this Dolphins. But I'm just happy. You know, we all knew what was going to happen, Big O, but we have proved ourselves right, you and I both, that we fought the world in this tanking crap that kept going around. And we kept telling you, the two of us, against the world, preaching you, they're not tanking. They're not good.
Right.
They're not good, but they're not tanking.
No, they're just
trying.
Young. They're young.
They're young. They're overmatched, but they never gave up. I mean, except for the first 2 games of the year with the Ravens and the Patriots, you know, where they look terrible. But you know what? Those 2 teams may be playing in the AFC Championship game. So then people were calling it a tank because they lost to those 2 teams. I mean, they tried. They had Pittsburgh on the ropes. They could have beat Redskins with a 2-point conversion. You know what? It's a process. I love what our coach is doing over here. I love the process. I'm a little upset about the Fitzpatrick trade, but everything else I think was good. Fitzpatrick just didn't fit their system, but he is just he's a generational talent, you know, Minka over there. But I like where we're headed. I told you week after week, if you found that prop, bet that the Dolphins won't go 0-16. We cashed that, and we got another one on top of it. So it's just gravy. You know, this week, you know, I don't know. What do you think? I mean, we beat Brian Hoyer last week.
I think they, as long as, look, they're responsible enough now that they don't make a lot of mistakes. They're one of the least penalized teams in the league. Their defense is actually on third down, one of the better defenses in getting off the field. If they're facing a guy that is not a good passer, they now have a shot no matter who they're playing overall, because their offense now can at least produce some points. So if you're playing a Hoyer, a Josh Allen, guys like that, then if you're playing a real quarterback, then I tell you there's a great chance that Miami's going to lose. But if you're not playing a great quarterback and you're just playing a guy, then Miami has a shot. And I think Josh Allen gives Miami a shot. No doubt about it.
I agree with you. I agree with you 100%. And before we go, I just wanted to say a couple of things. You know, and all the idiots that were talking about tanking, you know, they were talking about tank for Tua, tank for Tua, tank for Tua. Well, guess what? Joe Burrow has passed Tua. All right, so you were tanking for a guy that you might not even want. Chase Young probably number one, or Burrow number one, 1-2, 1-2. Tua is probably three or later. So all the tank for Tua, please shut up, guys. Anyway, good talking to you, and I'll see you later.
You got it, my brother. Be good. There you go. Chris Long, good stuff. Go to the website, winwithsports.net. The number is 866-258-7060. That's 866-258-7060 if you want to get in on the show. Anytime there, you want to get an edge on the There you go. I love it. All right. So he's going with your Bears plus 6.5. How about that?
Yeah. Okay. Whatever.
It's against the Rams. The Rams suck.
No, the Rams.
They haven't played well. That defense will keep it close. It's not a Trubisky thing. It's just they're right now so discombobulated in the Rams that that defense will keep it close, and that's why the Bears will have a shot. I can see why he's taking the points.
Look, we've had a shot at every
game.
That
makes a lot of sense.
We've been in almost every game.
If the Rams are playing great football, then I understand, but I wouldn't take that bet. But the way he picked it,
look,
makes sense.
The Rams, if Gurley's not rolling, neither is that offense. And why they ever gave Goff all that money, especially that guaranteed number, I'll never understand that.
Well, and the other one, too, Arizona. You know, Arizona's made it interesting throughout the year. That offense can put up points, and San Fran has so many injuries on offense. You saw it last week. They couldn't score. Once Emmanuel Sanders went out, that's it. Dudes were dropping balls left and right. That wide receiving core looked terrible, dude, at that point. I'll take the 11
and
a half.
So you think Arizona's going to put 7 or 8 in the box and make Garoppolo beat them?
Why wouldn't you?
Exactly.
Because
they have a decent running game, but if you got 7 or 8 in the box, man.
It's not Garoppolo. It's make the receivers beat you.
Garoppolo will beat you. He had a lot of drop passes.
A ton.
In that game. Yeah.
Because there's a whole bunch of nobodies there at wide receiver. That's the problem with that team right now. You know, you lost Emmanuel Sanders, and then you lose George Kittle. Forget about it. You're talking about two Pro Bowl type players that you lose, and they have trouble scoring because of that. It's crazy, man. I like those two a lot. Bears plus 6.5, and I love Arizona plus 11.5 because the little guy and that offense, they create enough problems that they have been scoring points. Now, he doesn't put up great stats, but the offense overall does put up some points, and they've made it somewhat interesting in these games.
Timely scoring. And staying in games.
They have like 4 wins, don't they? Or 3 wins or something? I mean,
yeah, but they've been in almost every game.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's the thing. There's moments when you need to perform, and they do. They show up. They keep them in the game. Yeah. I got to give Kyle Murray a little credit there, man.
Yeah, he's
for a rookie, and we were expecting nothing. Let's face it.
He's played better than I expected.
Plus the coaching staff. The coaching staff wasn't much, right?
I'm still terrified of him getting knocked the hell out from a game because he's too small.